Again, what is I can in Spanish?
Puedo.
Puedo.
How would you say I can understand?
Puedo comprender.
Puedo comprender.
I can understand it.
Puedo comprenderlo.
Puedo comprenderlo.
I can't understand it.
No puedo comprenderlo.
No puedo comprenderlo.
What is to buy?
Comprar.
Comprar.
I can buy it.
Puedo comprarlo.
Puedo comprarlo.
Now, if you can buy something, you may also want to know how you would say to sell something. To sell in Spanish is to vend, which is
vender,
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 vender.
Spelt V-E-N-D-E-R. But of course, the V sounds something like a B, really. How would you say, I can sell it?
Puedo venderlo.
Puedo venderlo.
What is the word for today in Spanish?
Hoy.
Hoy.
How would you say, I can sell it today?
Puedo venderlo hoy.
Puedo venderlo hoy.
How about placing emphasis on the I? I can sell it today.
Yo puedo venderlo hoy.
Yo puedo venderlo hoy.
How about he can sell it today, emphasizing he?
Él puede venderlo hoy.
Él puede venderlo hoy.
She can sell it today.
Ella puede venderlo hoy.
Ella puede venderlo hoy.
Again, keeping the emphasis, how would you say you can see it? Formal.
Usted puede verlo.
Usted puede verlo.
How about you informal can see it?
Tú puedes verlo.
Tú puedes verlo.
And how would you say you, all of you, can see it? Of course, you can't place emphasis yet because I haven't told you the word for it. But how would you say it without emphasis?
Pueden verlo.
Pueden verlo.
Let's go back again for a moment to you, formal, can see it with emphasis.
Usted puede verlo.
Usted puede verlo.
Now that word for you there gives you the key to find the word for you when you're talking to more than one person. As in English, when you're talking Spanish and you're talking about more than one thing, you'll often add an S to the end. So, a donut, but two donuts. In Spanish, this actually also happens to the word for you. So, again, what's the word for you, the formal word for you?
Usted.
Usted.
Now, adding an S straight on would make it a little bit difficult to say, so they actually add an ES, but it's the same idea, making it more than one. So how would you say that? You, meaning more than one of you.
Ustedes.
Ustedes.
So, with emphasis now on you, all of you, the lot of you, how would you say, you can see it, you can all see it?
Ustedes pueden verlo.
Ustedes pueden verlo.
Again, what is to see it in Spanish?
Verlo.
Verlo.
How would you say to see me?
Verme.
Verme.
You can all see me, with emphasis.
Ustedes pueden verme.
Ustedes pueden verme.
So let's go through all of them. What is the word for I in Spanish?
Yo.
Yo.
He.
Él.
Él.
She.
Ella.
Ella.
You, formal.
Usted.
Usted.
You, informal.
Tú.
You, when there's more than one of you.
Ustedes.
Ustedes.
It's worth noting once again that these words are normally going to be omitted. They're not going to be included when you're speaking Spanish, because in Spanish, normally the context will make it clear who you're speaking about. If you feel it's unclear, though, or that you want to emphasize who is doing something, you can include them. Now, going back to can for a moment, how would you say they can speak Spanish?
Pueden hablar español.
Pueden hablar español.
How about they can't speak Spanish?
No pueden hablar español.
No pueden hablar español.
This is the end of CD 7.